baby.
I think we got it.
Blues have fell on me. I ain't lying either. Still out of any of the blues have fell on me. A poor boy wondering, where can my little baby be? Gee, baby, ain't I been good to you?
Means a man next to you is
your brother. You gotta respect him.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 megahertz, or if wavelength is your thing, approximately 3.395 meters. This is Wavelength. I'm Seaside. That's spelled C-side, letter C. This is a show where I play all different types of waves, like new wave, surf punk, third wave ska, but mostly just anything that I like. This week I'm taking it a bit slower than usual. This is Hi Babe by the Ngozi family off of the comp album Welcome to Zamrock, with some Zambian rock. Enjoy.
Hi baby. Hi baby. When I wake up in the morning, I meet some boy.
Don't slow my laser day.
Lazy Days, as you can hear, by the Flying Burrito Brothers. Before this was Tonight by Stranger and Patsy. Up next is Novishtos by Cod.
Svaki dan zabavljam se, ali sam, jer me je
Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10. Before this was What a Way to Die by the Pleasure Seekers. Up next is Include Me Out by Young Marble Giants. was Made Up in Blue by the Bats. Before that was Weight of the World by Alien Nose Job. Up next is Reactor by Helvetia.
Yellow faucet for pills and wine, and the dishes are clean. I'm a new man again. Clean living for the chronic reactor. Took my daughter to get her teeth cleaned. Tell me I'm alright. Slightly frustrated best.
You're so-
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs, with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get all the music you need. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. That was True Killer by Sneaks. Before that was Equestrian by Omni. Up next is Fightin' Is Dumb by GT. Listening to Wavelength, I am Seaside on WRCT. This is Damaged Bug with Gloves for Garbage.
Free.
Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,600 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. That was Inseparables by Guai. Guai has an exclamation point on the end for emphasis. And before that was Saper Lipopette by Clothilda. Up next is Wet Behind the Eyes by the Cowboys.
Sticking on the chrome. They never.
didn't want to ruin those transitions between those last three songs because I thought that they were pretty good. That was Peachy by Jenny J. Before that was Sweetest Talk by Habibi. And before that, a song that resonates with me, Dumb Guy by Dumb Doctors. I have three songs left in this hour, but before I let you guys listen to that, The David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ's studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. And hey, we're not done yet. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood. Clean air and water for all our residents. Good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. This was a message from the Sustainable Urban Forests Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Now, you can listen to the last three songs, which are The Princess and the Clock by Caro Caro Bonito, parentheses I Don't Want to Go To, and parentheses Calabasas by Cheekface, and Catch It by Wish Traps.
One day. others to a standard that he does not meet. My security deposit was not returned to me. Damage to the carpet is a matter of degrees. Here's my TED talk about washing the driveway. People do it wrong, I'm gonna teach you the right way. Pink Starburst only when observing the Lord's Day. Your parents' pride and joy don't wanna go to Calabasas. Don't wanna go to Calabasas. Chico LaCroix, flowing from a fountain of a cherubic boy. Cooler Ranch flavored communion wafers, transubstantiation, flesh and full of life. I only want to talk to people who already know how lame I am. And is con man really short for condiment man? Boyfriend with a soul patch, I know, it's serious. Here's my TED talk about washing the driveway. People do it wrong, I'm gonna teach you the right way. Pink Starburst only when observing the Lord's Day. Your parents' pride and joy don't wanna go to Calabasas. 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 Here's my TED talk about washing the driveway. People do it wrong, I'm gonna teach you the right way. Pink Starburst only when observing the Lord's Day. Your parents' pride and joy.
Hello, hey you.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
One of the things we've been talking about for some time is that the Republican Party has completely given up on policy. They don't even talk about policy anymore. Sometimes it sort of sounds like maybe they're approximating what might be considered policy, but it's essentially just cultural issues. But I have for you today a supposed policy platform. This is from Republican Senator Rick Scott, who published an 11-point plan to, quote, rescue America. It's delusional, depraved, and disgusting, and dangerous. And we're going to take a look at what is on this plan. And you will very quickly see that for the most part, this is just cultural nonsense masquerading as policy. We won't spend a ton of time on each point, but I'll give you a sense of what they are. Point one, our kids will say the Pledge of Allegiance, salute the flag, learn that America is a great country, and choose the school that best fits them. That altogether is an attack on funding of public schools in favor of charter voucher type programs, continued opposition to letting teachers determine how best to teach their students, and this cultural imposition of salute the flag, say the Pledge of Allegiance. This is cultural nonsense masquerading as policy. Number two, the government will never again ask American citizens to disclose their race, ethnicity, or skin color on government forms. They want you to think that those questions can only be racist or can only be for wokeness. But the reality is that collecting that information in so many different ways allows us to see whether there are groups being discriminated against, not necessarily openly, but in practice and implicitly. And it's really important that we have that data. We're not looking to use it in the way Republicans claim it should be used. But if you don't collect that data, you quite literally have no idea whether there are real inequalities along the lines of race, ethnicity, and skin color that we might want to address. We can't even have that conversation if you don't collect the data. Okay, number three, the soft on crime days of coddling criminal behavior will end. We will refund the police. Remember, the police hasn't been defunded. And as a national or state policy, these decisions are basically made at the municipality level. There are some municipalities who have made changes to, we're bringing social workers, or we might not replace all the police cars right now or whatever. The police have not been defunded in any systemic way, and it's simply another one of these cultural issues. Okay, number four, and these are kind of all over the map. Four, we will secure our border, finish building the wall, and name it after President Donald Trump. The wall is obviously not getting built. The wall is also not the solution to our immigration problem. It's a distraction, and naming it after Trump, another one of these virtue signaling nonsense claims. We will grow America's economy, starve Washington's economy, and stop socialism. So this is an argument, number one, against non-existent socialism, another cultural battle that they are fighting, and code for we will cut social welfare programs. Number six, we will eliminate all federal programs that can be done locally and enact term limits for federal bureaucrats in Congress. Term limits I'm actually open to. But again, eliminating all federal programs that can be done locally. A lot of programs can be done locally, but it doesn't make any sense to. And that's another way to simply cut welfare. Number seven, we will protect the integrity of American democracy and stop left-wing efforts to rig elections. Straight up projection. Trump tried stealing the election, and they are now just projecting that onto the left. Total nonsense culture war issue. Number eight, we will protect, defend, and promote the American family at all costs, saying the nuclear family is crucial to civilization. That can have within it any number of homophobic, transphobic, and other disgusting aspects. Number nine, men are men, women are women, and unborn babies are babies. So both transphobic and anti-abortion. Number 10, Americans will be free to welcome God into all aspects of our lives. Very clearly trying to take down